Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Don't be like the groundhog, afraid of your own shadow. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30, or for those who prefer numbers, 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Just click the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form. Hit the Submit button. We'll do our best to get back to you. And Griff, someone got to us before the show started. Charmin did. And I know that you answered her, but I would like to use this for the show because I want other listeners to hear this, okay?
All right.
First of all, she said, "Hey, Griff and Lee, anxiously waiting for today's show. I had a situation with the post office yesterday that I wanted to share."
Oh, yes. Good. Yes, I have some information,
yes,
by the way.
"My husband dropped three packages for me. He took them inside as they were too big to fit in the slot outside. They all weighed between 14.1 and 15.8 ounces.
Right.
So I had purchased first class package postage through eBay. The clerk said they had to go priority mail since they were over 13 ounces, and she put a priority mail sticker on each one, but interestingly enough, she didn't charge my husband extra postage, just to fix the sticker. As my husband doesn't sell on eBay, he had no idea the new rules for packages between 13 and 16 ounces. Since they're now tagged priority mail, my concern is that somewhere along the line, they might be marked postage due for the balance between FC and PM.
Right.
I handled this by emailing my three customers last night and apprising them of the possibility, telling them I'll refund anything they have to pay, plus send them a free goodie if this happens. I'm also going to speak with the postmaster of my branch today and ask her to educate her clerks about the new rules. I don't normally have packages scanned, but I'm glad my husband did this time so I could be aware of the situation in our local branch. Any advice, Griff, or anything you would have done differently?"
So I wrote back to her. I said I wouldn't have done anything differently. I also forwarded it to our contact here, Nate Hayward.
Uh-huh.
He's been on the show. And Nate wrote back the following. "Hey, Griff, I've been asking people that comment or have this situation to please provide me, him, the tracking number, the USPS office location by city, state, and zip code, the date and time, and a short description of what they experienced. Here's what I want all sellers to know about this." And then you can take that information and go to our community. So he's accepting reports of this through the community messages at his user ID, which is ship_like_a_pro. So it's ship like a pro with underscores between the words. You can send him a message through community messages, and he's then relaying the taking those reports and contacting his USPS contact with the information, so that the USPS contact is then contacting the post offices in question and talking to the supervisor there, because there's a lot, apparently, there's not a lot. I'm going to say, for example, I have no trouble here in San Jose. People understand it. What's happening is there are clerks who are so set in their ways and so used to seeing first class package at the retail rates, they're weighing the package and say, this weighs more than 13 ounces. If this happens to you, the first thing to do is to say, if you drop off or bring your packages, first class packages to a post office, is to point out on the label, it clearly says commercial rates. Now, there's been one case where somebody, and he forwarded this to me, where and this was in Savannah, Georgia, a post office there at zip code 31401, was arguing with the seller that commercial plus pricing had been eliminated, which is totally false. What this shows is that, you know, we love our folks at USPS, and USPS is a esteemed and old enterprise. It's the oldest corporation in America. It's been around since the Revolution. But sometimes, just like eBay, they get things a little wrong, We're manned and staffed by people, human beings who can make mistakes. What he wants is to you to send that information, again, the tracking number, USPS office location by city, state, and zip, the date and the time, and a short description of what occurred at the post office directly to him at ship_like_a_pro, with that ship_like_a_pro, through the community platform on eBay. I asked him about the scope of this. He says, we're not getting a lot of reports, but the point is even one report is one report too many. Now, in Sharman's case, I don't know what's going to happen, because if once an item is accepted, according to what I've been told in the past, at a post office and then shipped on, excess postage isn't assessed. It has to be done at the post office that does the acceptance. But should this result in added postage due for the unexpected buyer, then again, that seller can contact Nate, and Nate will also take care of any issues on the seller performance side as well. I'm quite frankly a little astonished that there are postal clerks who aren't familiar with their own rules. Which is that commercial plus rates were not eliminated. They're still there. In fact, this one person who sent this report to Nate actually went in with a copy of the latest copy of the rules from USPS, from their DMM, which was released on January 17th, showing that commercial plus pricing wasn't eliminated. But the clerk just kept on insisting that they know what they're talking about, and they weren't going to take the packages. So I think what little resistance may be out there by some errant clerks of the postal USPS service, we'll just have to do what we can in working with our contacts at USPS to illuminate and educate. The one thing we can't do, because I got this request on the community board last week, and people were kind of disagreeing with us, eBay cannot go to a USPS employee and dictate what they can and can't do. USPS is a separate company from eBay, and you can't do that. And someone was arguing, yes, you can. And I said, well, no, you can't. I mean, it would be like an employee of another company coming into eBay and saying, you must do this. And we can't do that. We have a communications channel with USPS and all our partners, including FedEx and UPS and other companies that we work closely with. And that is how communication has to happen. But we can't dictate policy to another company, just as another company couldn't dictate policy to eBay.
Well,
so, there you go.
Was all good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. And I just shipped out a bunch of first class commercial plus rates packages that were 13 to 16 ounces. And I dropped a bunch of them off because I had a huge load to bring. And I said, well, I'm going to make a trip to my post office because I didn't come into work yesterday. And I dropped them off. And I just pointed, they were very busy. And the clerk said, hi, nice to see you. And I said, some of these are commercial plus. She said, that's fine, don't worry about it. And they all got scanned and they all went out. So
can we have shiplikeapro.com on? Can we have the guy on?
Yeah, just... No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Of course you can.
Yes,
what
let's
kind of
do
question
it.
Is that?
Because some people on eBay don't come on the show. I just
That's
wonder.
Not true.
That's not true?
No, if you
Everybody
ask.
Everybody on eBay will come on the show.
If you ask them, they will come.
Okay.
Have you ever been denied?
Well, we don't go to certain people. Like,
why?
I don't have a personal relationship with the CEO. I mean, I do sort of, but, you know.
If you send this Devin an email asking him to be on the show, his assistant will arrange for him to be on the show.
So we're going to have Devin on, and we're going to have, what's the guy's name, Ship Like a Pro?
Oh, Nate Hayward. But Nate's been on before.
Yeah, well, let's have him on again.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to...
Poor Nate. He's such a nice guy, and I think he's so beleaguered right now.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, most of our sellers are smart people.
Yes.
And they get what's going on here. They get that you can only do so much.
And don't take any crap from anyone.
No.
That's what I say.
Me too, and you don't have to with the post office.
No.
So there you have it.
So I
think we should have him on from time to time.
And if there are any USPS postal clerks listening... who think that retail, commercial plus first class package rates don't exist, or that they don't apply to someone who they, for some reason, think doesn't deserve them. You're wrong.
Okay.
But that's all I can tell you. I can't say, and you must, I could say you must, but I can't individually dictate policy to anyone.
No, but what you have told us to do makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I mean, let's get in touch with this guy if we have a problem. It's ship-like-or_, right?
Yeah.
ship_like_a_pro.com.
No, not .com. Ship like a pro, no .com.
At ebay.com.
No, you're not listening to me. You go to the community, if you go to the community, that's his user ID on the community platform, ship like a pro.
Okay.
No .com, no at ebay.com.
Okay. Don't ship get like snarky, a pro. Calm down.
Ship like a pro.
Got it.
Well, I don't know where you added that stuff from.
And then where do we get in touch with him?
You go to the community platform and you use community messages to send him a message at ship like a pro. ship_like_a_pro.
Community messages. Got
it. You go to the community platform. There's a message system there. You can also you can also send him a message through my messages as well, because it's the same user ID.
Okay. Got it.
And for those of you who know me on the community, you might find that even slightly confusing, because I actually ask people not to message me through that system.
Yes, you confuse us.
Well, sorry.
And then you get snarky about it.
This open phone segment was sponsored by TerraPeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We've got open lines at 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when, and they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 353.
It's time to review your holiday sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he says this year's holiday selling season can help you predict next year's.
But you want to do analysis, because analysis is essentially converting the raw data that you got from all of your efforts and turning that into something that's useful information. For example, if you've got sales data, you know what day or week of the year you started seeing your sales surge. What days of that holiday season did they spike, or what days did they fall off? You can use that data to plan holiday marketing and promotions for next year.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Welcome to another another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630, and one of us might know the answer to
your question. Yes, and one of us might be a nice person. Chris from Grand Junction, Colorado, known as Serious Fun for You, is on the line with us. Hey, Chris, what's your question or comment?
Yeah, I'm his worst nightmare. Yeah, he was being abusive and snarky there. He was a little bit confusing when he was giving out that stuff. And he was terrible to you. It was horrible. I don't know how you put up with it.
Chris, I'm telling you, I think we should talk more about this. No, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that over the years, like, you know, 15 years, I've had probably 3 times that stuff has left the post office. And it was fine, and when it got to the person, they have charged them extra, so they can add it on at some point down the road. Unless there's been some change, but I've had things that, you know, when it was doing 13 ounces, and it was weighed here, everything was fine, post office accepted, and when the person got it, they said, no, this should have been priority mail, and charged them, you know, $3 or whatever the case may be.
Well, I was wrong on that, so there it is.
Well, and like I say, they may have made changes, but as recently as maybe even 6 months ago, I've had that happen. So
was it valid, do you think, or did they make a mistake?
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, I waited here. It was 13. I think sometimes even the humidity.
Oh, you know, I see. On the cusp.
Because
really
it could go like 1 inch over.
Yeah, so you were just at 13,
you know,
yeah.
I know. I used to live in Houston, and just, you know, the difference in adding the humidity could bring it, you know, if it's like half an ounce or something,
yeah,
you know, most people wouldn't care, but, you know, maybe somewhere down the road, you know, somebody wasn't happy that day and said, no, this is over 13 ounces, so you're going to have to pay extra. But anyway, the other thing, you know, you were talking about the guy that you were working with about he was doing $1 million worth of sales and, you know, he couldn't get everything done over the weekend.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, why don't you suggest to him maybe raising his prices like 5%? If his profit margin is that low, bring your margin up and see how much that affects your sales. If your sales are a little bit lower and you can handle it, and you're still going to be making probably the same amount of money.
That's a great suggestion. If you're listening,
go the other direction if you have to, yeah. But. I wish I had the problem of...
Don't we all?
Well, yeah. I think he told me at the time that his margin, I think he was making 6% on those sales.
Yeah.
So if that's his full-time job, that's pretty slim. That's a slim margin.
Yeah, that's a real low margin. And I, you know, we sell like toys and diecast models and stuff too. And I don't handle anything that, you know, and I'm more or less a one-man operation. I just don't handle anything that low margin. I wish I could do like the gal that was on that does the coffee mugs, and what did she say? If she couldn't make 500% on them or something, she wasn't going to carry them or something. I can't remember what it was, but, you know, she was getting used mugs and selling them for $50.
Well, it's a difficult calculation to have to make is, because you have to take so many factors into the calculation. The time you spend, the money you need to make, and what's reasonable for a margin. And that's never an easy calculation. It's constantly having to be tweaked and checked. And
you know, sometimes it depends on the person and what they expect, too. Because there are some sellers who just want to make so much money. They don't care about growing their business seriously. And that's okay. That's all right. Because some people, they want to work so many hours a week, they can make this much money selling on eBay, and that's what they want to do.
And that's possible. That's perfectly reasonable. You're still going to have to make business changes and adapt as the marketplace changes.
That's true.
But yeah, you don't. I mean, growth is a decision.
Yeah, you know, like you were telling him, you know, he could look and see if he wasn't getting the power seller discount. You know, what is that, 20% still?
No, there's no power seller discount. It's a top rated
power seller, but
top rated.
yeah, top rated.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Well, Chris, thank. Go ahead and finish, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, raising his prices 5%, that would be less, probably less of a hit, maybe, you know, than losing his, you know, his rated, you know, on eBay or something.
Chris,
anyway,
thank you very much for your call.
It's a good problem to have.
We appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking my side against the bad guy. Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Griffola, Bev from Chicago's on the line, Videotown. She wants to say something real quick about commercial rates.
I don't know if she wants to talk to the bad guy.
Hey, Bev, you want to talk to the bad guy?
Nah.
Just corrected. Some of us take correction well, and some of us just can't handle correction. Hi, Ben.
Something a lot of sellers haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
If you take your package to the post office to get your postage,
yeah,
or you go to Click and Ship to print it,
yeah,
it only gives you the retail rate.
Right. You don't get the discount.
So now over 13 ounces is priority.
Well, and you can't buy first class package postage on Click and Ship.
Okay, I haven't tried it in a while, so.
No, you can't. There's the. It's not available online. They give you the prices for first class retail package, but you have to go in and get the postage from USPS when you bring it in.
No, one thing every seller needs is a scale so that you can weigh it at home.
Oh yeah.
And print your postage online.
Well, gee, Bev, where does one get a scale these days?
You can look on eBay.
Yes, you can.
Thanks for that information.
Beth.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Coming up next, don't let yourself get sidetracked. This is eBay Radio.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.